Coming in shortly, we're going to get our golf tip of the week with Whispering Springs golf pro Greg Gunther. Every Friday on the final segment of the show, we talk with Greg, and if you listen, guaranteed to lower your score. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt will have more time to golf. He resigned after months of ethics controversies, citing, quote, the unrelenting attacks, unquote, on himself and his family, which, quote, have taken a sizable toll on all of us, unquote. One EPA official said that they were still in shock and that it was incredible Pruitt lasted as long as he did. Joining us on this segment of the show, Executive Director of the Government Watchdog Group Common Cause in Wisconsin, Jay Heck. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Greg. Great to be with you on Friday.
All right.
What an end of the week.
Here we are. All right. Donald Trump, when he was running for president, promised to drain the swamp. How ironic is it that Scott Pruitt was embroiled in one controversy after another? I think I read somewhere that there were at least 12 separate investigations going on regarding some of his practices while at the EPA.
You know, this was not a disagreement over policy. Trump was totally aligned with Pruitt's degradation of environmental protections in the country. And so he liked the fact that Pruitt was aggressively dismantling all kinds of things, although he did nothing to advance Trump's promise of returning coal as a major source of jobs in the country. That's never going to happen. But this was really all about his behavior, the arrogance of power. And this is not a partisan matter. This is just an outrage to taxpayers on both the left and the right. In fact, it was right-wing radio talk show hosts who were calling for his resignation to get out of there, Laura Ingraham and others.
Yeah.
Look, this is a guy who came into office and immediately decided he needed to have a huge security detail, which cost taxpayers an extra $3 million. He installed a $43,000 soundproof booth because he was terrified someone might be listening to his telephone conversations in the EPA office. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is a guy that had his staff working full-time to try to get his wife a Chick-fil-A franchise because she was unemployed, and then he got a great deal from a lobbyist on a condominium in Washington. This is the kind of behavior that everybody hates, regardless of how you feel about issues. And it is, as you mentioned earlier, amazing that he lasted as long as he did.
Right. So now that he's gone, would you expect, I mean, these investigations into his behavior don't go away, do they?
Well, the congressional committees, and by the way, this includes some pretty conservative Republicans who are very disturbed about this, said they will continue because, you know, it wasn't just Pruitt, it was people that were working under him, and so they want to ferret out all the wrongdoing, possible felony misconduct in public service. You know, this reminds me of the Capitol scandal we had about 18 years ago, the legislative caucus scandal, where legislators were using their offices, their political office, really to enrich themselves, and it's well known that Pruitt really, what he was aiming for was to be attorney general. This is supposed to be just a stepping stone. Unfortunately, if you believe in environmental protection, however, the guy that's going to replace him, Andrew Wheeler, the now acting EPA administrator, worked for a climate change denier, Senator Jim Imhoff of Oklahoma, and he was a coal industry lobbyist. So it's not as if the policy is going to change from the EPA. It's just that it'll be less embarrassing. I think Pruitt's major sin was that he did something that Donald Trump hates more than anything, and that was generate news coverage about himself, not about Donald Trump. And, you know, Trump is so vain that he doesn't want anybody talking about anybody other than himself, good or bad. So I think in the end, that was the death warrant, so to speak, for Pruitt's tenure at the EPA.
Right. But as you said at the outset, Pruitt's downfall had nothing to do. I mean, a lot of people supported what he was doing at the EPA, as you mentioned, deregulating and dismantling a lot of things. And that's not what this is about. This is about his personal conduct, whether you mentioned the soundproof booth that was installed, the travel questions, not turning over certain records. That's what this is all about. All right, Jay Heck, Executive Director of Common Cause in Wisconsin, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thanks, Greg. Have a good weekend.